Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. As you heard, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM Director of Trading, joining us at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait to see him.
Every Football Friday. Yes, and Rob will be hanging out with him tonight and tomorrow. And he'll join us to get you ready for football weekend or football Sunday when you make your NFL picks. And then, of course, the NFL picks can pick off following that. Rob, speaking of the NFL, all you can do is tip your cap to Baker Mayfield. What he did last night, Rob, and Sean McVay said it after the game when he gave Baker the game ball. He said he's been here for 10 minutes, and it ain't much longer than that. It was about 10 hours, maybe.
Right. Chris, it's incredible when you really honestly think about what he was able to accomplish in such a short amount of time.
Absolutely. It was fantastic. He led the Rams to a 17-16 win. He led the game-winning drive, Rob, and it's the 98 yards. It was It's the longest game-winning drive ever, or not ever, but you know what were the look that up, but I know it was the longest game-winning drive under some type of circumstances.
But I'll say this, too. The pass to win the game, the touchdown, was beautiful, Chris.
That pass, the one to Skowronek before that, was fantastic. Rob G., what was it?
According to the Elias Sports Bureau, 98-yard touchdown drive was the longest go-ahead touchdown drive that began in the final 2 minutes over the past 45 seasons.
Really?
Unbelievable.
My Raiders got a record-breaking defense.
That's what they do.
Hey,
you know that.
Raiders are horrendous, man. I mean, Jeff Saturday, now Baker Mayfield. If I ever am put in a position like that, give me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders of Josh McDaniels. But, Rob, I said this on TV. If you are not a Raiders fan, and you weren't moved by what you saw last night, then something's wrong. I mean, this is a dude that was led Cleveland to the playoffs for the first time, well, to a playoff win for the first time in 26 years.
Was that it? Was that it? I've been saying 25. I know it's over like 25, 26.
26, I think from 94.
That's ridiculous,
to,
Chris.
Or
ridiculous.
96 maybe. Yeah, 94 to 20, to 2020.
Okay.
26 years, first victory. He's rewarded by the team ditching him for a guy that had to sit out essentially the whole season.
Right.
And then he goes to Carolina, is benched, not just behind Sam Darnold, but behind P.J. Walker.
Who?
Who was never even drafted. Right? And then gets released mutually, mutual decision. And only one team wants him. The number one pick in the draft just a handful of years ago. And only one team wants him. And he does what he did last night, Rob. It was like, if it was a movie, we'd have been like, please.
They would have rejected the script, even on Hollywood, right?
So I'm going to give Baker, I can't say enough about what he did last night. That said, Rob, I don't know what your take is yet. But we got to pump the brakes. I'm hearing he resurrected his career. He's going to be a starter next season for sure. Slow down. Those six games in Carolina when he had the second worst QBR since 2008. That really happened. That season in Cleveland when it was horrible, that really happened. All right, so it was a fantastic moment. And I'm not saying he won't start again, but I'm saying slow down. Mike White has started four games and two of them he threw for over 300 yards. He didn't have a moment. Cooper Rush had some moments. Bailey Zappi has some moments.
Yeah, but they weren't.
I got to see more before I'm ready to say this dude is going to be like a long-term starter again in this league.
The only problem is you're naming him with guys. He won a Heisman Trophy. Let's not make it like he's one of those guys.
A lot of guys won Heisman trophies
fine.
That didn't pan
out
in the NFL.
But that's not it. That's different from.
Is that not true, though?
No, but that's different from naming him with Zappi and Mike White.
Why?
And those scrubs. Here's my point. Last night, if you're a general manager watching that game, it's a national game, everybody's watching, he did get the attention. There's so many teams, Chris, that don't have a quarterback. He is going to get a look from somebody.
He just went to one.
No, he's going
to. And couldn't do jack.
They just had nine quarterbacks since Cam left Carolina. That's a bad situation. And I'm not blaming everything and giving him a pass because he didn't play well. So I'll give you that. I'm just saying in this man's NFL where there's so many bad teams that don't have quarterbacks, somebody will take a look at last night and go like he can play. Like okay, like maybe it was a situation. Like that will at least give you the perk up and say, wait a minute, we need a quarterback. Should we give him a look? Should we let him compete with the right situation? Coach is always a stroke in their egos, Chris. I'm going to fix the guy. I'm going to be the guy who resurrects this guy. He can follow my game plan and whatever, and my, you know, I'm calling the plays. I know what I can do to make this guy viable. I'm just saying he didn't win no job last night, but he got people's attention that they're going to look at him a little bit different from being released from Carolina, right, and nobody being interested in him. Would you say that on a national stage?
I would say – I wouldn't say he like got people's attention. Obviously everybody takes note. Wow, what a performance. That was great. But I think what he did, Rob, is he bought himself some time. That's what I feel. Because if I were a GM running another team or a coach or whatever, I would be more interested in seeing what Baker does over these next four games. And I'm not saying he has to be great. Heck, Stafford was struggling, and I know Cooper Rush isn't there. Offensive line struggles. They don't have a running game. So I'm not saying he's got to be great. But you still can watch a guy and see how he performs. And McVay is a good coach who had success with Goff. He had turned Stafford, you know, from a guy that couldn't win to a Super Bowl winner. And so that's all I'm saying. I'm with you in that. He was great last night. But before I'm ready to like, oh my gosh, we need a quarterback. We're bringing in Baker. No, I'm going to watch these next four games. See how he does. And I honestly think, Rob, and I get it. If somebody essentially offers him a starting job, he will likely jump at it, right?
If the Houston Texans need a quarterback, there's a number of teams. Right.
I'm glad you brought that up, because here's my thing, Rob. If I were Baker Mayfield, and this is not the norm, but if the Houston Texans, to use your example, offer him a contract where he clearly is going to come in and be the starter, and you could stay in L.A. with the Rams and back up Stafford, learn for a year under Stafford, learn even, I think, more importantly, for a year under McVay, I think Baker would be better served by staying in L.A., and then the next year you get a chance to start again. He probably would. I guess he might go to Houston. But, Rob, he was just in a bad situation. That was my point. Remember I was saying, ideally, he could go back to Cleveland for 11 games. He might have had that team in the playoffs, you know, playoffs when Deshaun got
I'm just saying Houston is other teams that need quarterbacks.
But I'm just saying a bad situation. I agree. Like, heck, maybe the Jets might give him a look.
That was my next. That was just my next. Right. Like, if you went to the Giants with what they have in a running back and Saquon Barkley, Chris, that's a good situation. And you might be like, all we need is you to do this and not make the big mistakes. And he might fit in there. All I'm saying is there will be some opportunities, because Daniel Jones and some of these other people, it's time to move off from them. And there will be, I say, 8 quarterback jobs are open. The Colts, Atlanta, like there's all these.
If you're the Colts, that's who you looking at?
No, I'm just saying about
about
quarterback job. They've had 10 quarterbacks the last.
He ain't going to be the 11th.
Well, I'm just saying.
You really think? I mean, they tried Carson Wentz.
No, I know they've had
better
anybody.
Than Baker Mayfield at their peak. You know, I hear you. And well, I do. And, you know, I've said this. I do think eventually he'll get another chance to start. I just don't know. I'm not saying it's next year in training camp based on last night. I'm saying if he does, not this, but if he plays solid football, looks good over the next 4 games, maybe then. But I think he might be better served learning for a year.
Yeah, but last night was just for people who tuned in to see him. It was eye-opening to say, yeah, you know what, we need to look at the rest of the season, see how he plays. Hey, he might be a viable option for us.
I think he bought himself some time.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Think that's what he bought himself last night. Had he showed up 5 minutes before the game, Chris, was awful, you know what I mean, and was terrible, and the Rams got trashed by the Raiders, right? It would be like his name would not even be a conversation today.
That's why I thought, he probably shouldn't have played, but obviously he ended up, it worked out for him. But you know what I mean? I did think that was the more likely scenario.
Right, and that's what I said.
And reasonable people could have been like, look, let's pump the
brakes. He just
showed
up. And
I would have been saying that, right. He just showed up. I'm not going to hold that against him. But I'm just not going to go the opposite extreme either.
I'm not naming him
like he's there.
I'm not naming him a starting quarterback, but I think that got a lot of GMs at least – you know, tuned into him.
It's bought him some time. It's erased, not all of it, but some of the stain, the stench that was on him from Carolina.
And he did stuff last night. He had more, like, passes over 20 yards than he did, like, all year in the 7 games in Carolina. Like, Chris, it was that kind of a performance for him, because he really didn't do much there.
Yeah, he was good. It's interesting, too, right? Because I saw guys, former players on TV, saying, well, you know, he was kind of just out there, you know, it was like playing football. You don't know the plays, so go play. That sounds okay. I can't buy that. Not for a quarterback. It wasn't like it was like street ball where, hey, just get open.
Just run
you know?
Deep.
I mean,
just
yeah, run nah. deep. May, you know, you might be able to tell that to a safety to some degree. You know what I mean? But I'm sorry. I can't see that for a quarterback who he was audible in and all that, you know? So we'll see, but we're going to throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Baker Mayfield definitely bought himself some time last night. And would you say he's back? And do you expect him to be a viable option to start for another team next season? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. Do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Baker Mayfield, what will be the results or ramifications of last night's incredible performance? Starting next season or still wait and see?
All right, let's kick it off with Alex in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Alex?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, one of the most underrated aspects of Baker Mayfield is that he's a dog. You know, he takes hits. He wants to play through injuries. He doesn't look for flags every time he gets touched in the backfield. I know he's not the most talented quarterback, but he's got leadership qualities and intangibles that a lot of quarterbacks in this league don't have. So, I mean, I think he'll for sure get a starting gig next year. It's got to be with a good coach and the right system.
Yeah, he
well,
does
that's,
need
that's
that.
That's important.
Yeah,
he needs,
I agree with that.
And I think McVay is good for him. And Rob, one thing I don't think he should do is go to a bad situation just so he can start.
Well, the other thing, Chris, earlier I was filling in on AM 570 here in L.A., and I guess our buddy Mike Lombardi on his podcast didn't report it as like fact or had a source or whatever.
Right.
But he said on the podcast that we played, the sound was that he said it was a 70% chance that Matthew Stafford would retire.
That 70%?
That's what he said.
Well,
because
look, spinal
of
cord.
All of the injuries and the stuff that he's had, you know, and stuff like that, that he might not want to. You know, like, and I was just shocked to see that. And like I say, it wasn't a report, Chris. It wasn't inside.
Right.
This was his feeling, or he just said it. And when he said 70, I was with you. I was like, well, it wasn't like 50-50. Right. He said 70% chance that Stafford could retire. So,
well, look, if you're in the Rams position, Rob, and whether he retires before next season or not, obviously – he's only got a little, right? You don't think he's going to be there for too long.
No, because he's been beat up.
And so I would take a shot on Baker as they have. Rob, I think he's, well, look, if he gets a starting offer somewhere else, he may go. But I think it's a good chance he could end up staying with the Rams, and I think that'd be a good spot for him. Because eventually he probably would become their starter.
Yeah, he probably would. Gerald in Lancaster, California, not PA. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gerald?
Yes, what up, man? I love you guys' show.
Thank
Chris
you.
And Rob,
thank
the Odd Couple. Let me start off with that. And let me start off with this as well. I've been a Cleveland Brown fans lifelong. Even saw them beat the Baltimore Colts 27-0 in 64. So I don't have to tell you my heartache is long and strong.
Right, right.
And I got to watch Baker up close and personal since I'm a Cleveland fan, and he actually didn't have that one bad year. Was that a fluke? I don't believe it was a fluke. I believe he had a good offensive line. I believe he had some offensive weapons. Coaching might have had something to do with it. Let's bring that up today. The Rams is probably the best fit for him. The next fit is whatever's going to happen with the New York Jets. They have a fairly decent defense. They have a fairly decent offensive line. I would try to avoid Denver, even the Colts, and even the Texans, even though he would have nothing to lose by going to there.
What about the Saints?
I think the Saints is a great fit for him. I think they have the weapons there.
Chris, you like the Saints too?
I like it better than some of these other places.
Okay.
I don't love it because I'm not Dennis Allen. I mean, good defense coordinator, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's not as bad as the Texans.
Go ahead, Gerald. Finish your point. Sorry.
But let me say one thing about the Saints. The Saints is a great fit for him because if you have him and what's his face in the background in the backfield at the same time? You know, Baker runs out and catch passes. We done seen those Philly specials before. And Taysom Hill, if you got both of them on the field at the same time, along with Alvin Kamara, you don't know what's gonna go on. And I think the Rams snapped him up so that other teams that are potential playoff teams that maybe lack a good backup quarterback or even maybe a starting quarterback, the Rams used their head and snatched them up, and I think that was a wise move.
Well, and I think they want to see him for themselves too, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't
think might. Just you never know about away. The Stafford right. thing either. You don't know how serious it is.
Right.
MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Doing good.
Good.
Yes, some bad team, I believe, will see him as fool's gold because that's what bad teams do. Me, I'm not a believer. I wouldn't want any team I watch to get Baker, Reagan Mayfield out of the bargain bin or off the scrap heap. Let's not forget, 29-30, that talented team in Cleveland, 92 touchdowns, 56 interceptions, 61.6 completion rate. 1-5 in Carolina with 6 touchdowns and 6 INTs with a 57.8 completion rate. Last night was just a bad battle of a bad team and another lackluster Thursday night football. I'm not buying it.
All right. That's our man MJ. All right. It is the I Couple, Chris and Rob. Lamar Mitchell is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Speaking of BetMGM, he runs things over there. He's the director of trading. He'll be hanging out until 11:15 p.m. tonight with Rob Parker in Las Vegas.
That's right.
It's
get ready.
Man. Lamar Mitchell. What up, brother?
Lamar.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Is the city ready
jealous
for me?
That's what I am.
11:15 tonight, huh?
Yes. I'll be there.
That's Rob's right, curfew.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
All right, but man, let's get to it. But before we get to Sunday, obviously we want to talk about last night. Raiders, Rams. I know Vegas is a very public team, the Raiders. So did you guys clean up when they melted down in the final minutes?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a good decision for us. The sharp bettors came back in on the Raiders at plus 6.5 late before the game. The public was on the same side. So they were on the Raiders, excuse me. So we actually, with that late score, it was a nice little win for the house.
I was going to say, when do you start construction on that new tower for the MGM after last night?
I don't know what these Raiders are doing, but they have some terrible, terrible, terrible losses this year. And when we need them here, they usually come through early in the season. Everybody was betting on the Raiders. And the last couple of weeks, every decision we've had with the Raiders has been in the house's favor.
Unbelievable. All right.
Rob G is dying inside.
Yes, he is. All right. We talked about this game earlier. Vikings opened up as 2-point favorites in Detroit, and that line has moved all the way to the Lions minus 1.5. I know the Lions have been playing well, but Minnesota's still 10-2. Are the bettors just not buying in Kirk Cousins or the Vikings, or are they trying to hoodwink people and get them to bet Lions like something's going on and the Vikings are going to win this game?
You know, that's a good question because we had a large six-figure bet on the Lions minus the 2.5, and the sharps are all on the Lions minus the 2.5 or minus the 2. But the bettors, Joe Public, they're on the Vikings. We got about a 2-1 ticket count in favor of the Vikings. So it looks like the professional players definitely on the Lions and the big casino players on the Lions as well.
This Rob's one of those Joe Public.
Yes, when I'm there, I'm putting a big bet down on Minnesota. Oh, I'm buying it.
You're going to regret it, man.
All right.
Regret it. All right. The Bills. Now, they've been holding strong as 10-point favorites over the Jets, which is a little surprising. I mean, New York did go ahead and beat them in the first matchup, and Mike White certainly playing better at quarterback than Zach Wilson was. So what kind of action are you seeing on this one?
You know, we were just talking about that one because the pros are on the Bills minus the 9.5, which is up to 10 now here. But the Joes, 3-1 in favor of the Jets. And, you know, you're looking at this game, it's a divisional game, and teams tend to play each other a little bit tighter in divisional games. That's why I think the Jets are the public play here.
Well, the only problem is Mike White didn't have a touchdown last week and had 4 interceptions against Buffalo. I think that's why people aren't sure. I know 10 points for a division sounds a lot, but how about the Cowboys? They're 17.5 point favorites against the Texans, and we know the Cowboys just put a 50 spot up, and the Texans are horrible, but 17.5 is a huge number. I have to imagine the sharps are on Houston, right? You're going to take 17.5 points if you can get it.
Not so fast, my
really?
Friend.
Really? Wow.
The sharps actually laid the 16.5 up to 17.5.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not. But the ticket count is even right now. But, you know, the Cowboys are immensely public team, so I do expect the ticket count to sway in favor of the Cowboys. But, you know, some of the public could be looking at that juicy 17.5. We did have a large six-figure bet on the Cowboys minus 16.5 as well, too. So, yeah, the pros are definitely not on the side of the Texans at this 17.5, but they definitely like the Cowboys minus 16.5.
All right, Miami opened up as a 1.5 road favorites over the Chargers. Now that number's all the way up to -3.5 or -3.5. Are the bettors just not as high on Justin Herbert and the Chargers as folks in the media are?
You know, that's a good question. You know, we got good two-way action from our pros on this. They laid the number and they took the number. So the public, though, they're not sold on the analytics of Staley over there. I mean, the ticket count is even, and you got to look at this where, you know, you got a Dolphins team that stayed on the West Coast. They didn't play very well, and I could see, you know, there's no real home field advantage in L.A. SoFi for the Chargers. So, you know, this might be the play for the Dolphins here with the pros on the side of the Dolphins.
All right, Lamar Jackson is out this week against the Steelers. So it's really not that surprising to see the Ravens sitting as a 2-point dogs against Pittsburgh. But I guess what's surprising is the total has dropped all the way down to 36.5. What kind of action are you seeing on this game?
They're pounding the total. The pros are pounding this total under, and that's why it's moved. I mean, we've had a significant movement from the pros on this total, betting it under. You know, these two teams don't like each other. We know they don't like each other. Cold weather game in Pittsburgh this weekend. So, yeah, the under does look like it's a play. Definitely the public's on this side as well, too, on the under.
All right, Lamar, let's end it with this. The Brock Purdy, you know, Niners, 3.5-point favorites against Tampa Bay. Now, look, I know the Bucs are a public team because of Brady, but, I mean, the line is held pretty strong all week. So does that mean that the bettors are on San Francisco in this one?
You know, that's a good question because we don't really know what we're going to get with Brock Purdy after a full, you know, after his game last week. But the bettors, believe it or not, they're still a little timid on this game here. The ticket count is even on both sides. The pros haven't touched this game. The only thing the pros have done with this game is bet the total under. But, yeah, it's looking like, you know, I would expect closer to game time. We might see some more Bucks money, but it's possible the pros, the Joes, could be all on the Niners. You know, that Niner defense is tremendous, so we'll see what happens.
All right, that is our man, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, take Rob out and show him a great time this week.
He always takes care of me when I come to Vegas, my man. I can't wait
to
see you.
Looking forward to it, Rob.
All right.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Yep, NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip.
I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Go straight to the ghetto. All right, we're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. Before we look ahead, we gotta look back though. And let me tell you, it was a banner week for the Odd Couple in week 13.
Thank you.
Yes, Rob. Both of you guys
less from my
went 4-1.
Yes.
Picking NFL games against the spread.
Wow.
Yes.
However,
good job, we lose. Rob, good job. Yeah. We lost different games.
Yes, you lost different games. Chris lost the Dolphins against the Niners.
That's when I said, Chris, remember I guessed on the Dolphins that they would do a loss? Yep. And which one did I lose?
And you lost the Chargers against the Raiders. See, that's what you bet against the Raiders. Every time you bet four against the Raiders, you lose.
I lose.
That's probably the last time I ever bet on the Raiders.
Stay off the Raiders, stay off the Nets, and stay off the Pistons. They kill me.
Right. Now, what's the total tally?
On the season, Rob is 3 games up.
Yes, and running away with it.
Do you have the numbers?
34-23-3 versus 31-26-3.
All right.
And okay, going forward,
I need to know what I need to make.
I'm going to try really hard to not pick games with the even totals, you know, where it's a 1-3-5, maybe a half point, so that we don't have any more ties. I want to see you guys either win or
we
lose.
We had 3 ties.
Yeah, all the way. No pushes here.
All right,
so let's get to it. The game that has everybody confused here, including Lamar Mitchell. Minnesota Vikings at Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Lions currently 1.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker.
I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm just not falling for it. I think now that the Lions have won a couple games and they have expectations, they'll fall back.
Lions roar!
All right. It sounds like the Wizard of Oz? What is this? The Cowardly Lions.
I am a
Lions.
Believer. I like Dan Campbell.
You know he's been
that,
a Dan
Rob.
Campbell guy for a long time.
Oh yeah, and they're playing good football.
Ever since Dan Campbell said we're going to bite their kneecaps off, Chris has been hooked.
I know, and I've been off the bandwagon.
Right. All right, here we go. Game
Which
number.
Which is odd, because you usually have a glizzy in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
No, that's going to be a drop.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Wow.
Game number two. The Eagles, 7.5-point road favorites in the divisional matchup against Saquon Barkley and the Giants. Saquon questionable to play due to a neck injury. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, the Saquon thing really... That's tough because, I mean, obviously he's a huge part of their operation, although he hadn't been great lately. I'm going with Philly to win the game, but I'm taking the Giants in the points. It's a division game in New York. Giants need it. I think they hang around and I'll take them with the points.
I'm taking the Eagles. I think they win by 10. They're so much better than the Giants, and I know it's a division game. again, the Giants, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
All right, game number three. The New York Jetropolitans in Buffalo.
Very nice. You got it, Rob G, the Jetropolitans.
Against the Bills. Bills, when we had the odds earlier, it was at 9.5. It's been down to 10, but we're sticking at 9.5. Bills, 9.5-point home favorites. Rob, what do you like?
I'm going to say Mike White throws three interceptions. Bills win big. I'm going to give up the 9.5 points.
I'm tempted to go with the Jets. They're a good team. I mean, Mike White, I don't know what he is yet. He's obviously played well at times. But you know what? At the last minute, I said, Buffalo, they need a really good performance. They lost to the Jets earlier. I'm sure they want to, you know, turn that around and show that they're going to be okay without Von Miller. So I'm with Rob on this one. I'm going Buffalo.
You're both going to lose this one.
Really? Yeah. Do you like the Jetropolitan?
Nine and a half, absolutely.
No, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
When you think about it, if they win by 10,
you win.
That won't be a shocker.
Yeah, but Buffalo hasn't had a good game in, 6 weeks?
But
the only problem is, you know, Mike White last week, they couldn't put the ball in the end zone.
But he was right there.
I know.
Rob doesn't like Mike White.
I don't.
He doesn't.
I do like him. I'm not going to hold last week against him. But
he likes Baker Mayfield, but not Mike White, which is surprising.
One guy won a Heisman. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Just saying.
Game number four.
Just saying.
The Pigskin Pickoff, Chris and Rob, NFL games against the spread. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Bay Area to take on Brock Purdy and the Niners. Niners, 3.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
Everybody's like, Tom Brady is not going to lose to Brock Purdy. And I say, he lost to Jacoby Brissett. He lost to Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky. He lost to P.J. Walker. He's losing to Brock Purdy. I'm going with the Niners.
I'm with you, and it won't be that. It'll be that San Francisco defense. I mean,
yes.
We saw Brady and Tampa Bay struggle for 3 3/4 quarters, right? I mean, what was it? They were terrible. They couldn't score. I'm with you.
They should live on his chest. The defense should live on Brady's chest.
If you are a football fan, I know people don't really pay attention, but Fred Warner, middle linebacker from the Niners, might be a top 5 player in all of football. He's that great. Good. You just got to watch him.
You're right about that.
All right, game number 5, last one, picking NFL games against the spread. Tua and the Dolphins, 3.5-point road favorites in L.A. against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Rob Parker.
The Dolphins bounce back. I'm going to go with the Dolphins, even in L.A. They need it. They lost last week, but they've been playing well. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm going with them, too. They got a tough schedule. They can't afford to drop, you know, games that they should be able to win. And obviously I got no faith in the Chargers. So I'm with Rob on this one, Miami.
And that's the Big Scene Pickoff.
All right. Thank you, Rob G. Are you okay? I mean, last night was, my gosh.
Rob G, are you all right?
That? No, I'm not all right, Rob, but thank you for asking.
Why
guys.
Don't you pick a new team, man? You're not from the Bay Area.
Chris Broussard, who has 17 teams.
Well, I moved around
three
quite
and
a bit.
Stick with it.
I moved around quite a bit.
I did not.
But you're from Southern California, correct?
Correct.
What, were you a Raiders fan when they were in LA?
Yes.
That's what happened, yeah.
Yeah, because when
it worked out because I'm a Laker
I'm
fan, too.
I'm old enough to remember when they were in Oakland first.
Right.
The first go-round, so.
I can't complain.
I remember,
I'm a Laker
I'm old
fan.
Enough. I remember when they were in Portsmouth. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Lions.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off. Rob, have a safe trip and a good time in Vegas.
Thank you.
Rob G, DJ Alex Tyshirt, Steve DeSager, all y'all have fun. We out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.